Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about bankruptcy? There are no bankruptcy laws in the olden days. If a person ran up debts which he couldn't pay, he had to become a slave to the master or the person whom he owed money. In other words, slavery, which was approved of in the Bible, was simply a person trying to work off the debt which he legitimately owed. In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 47 and 48, the Bible says, "Now if a sojourner or stranger close to you becomes rich, and one of your brethren who dwells by him becomes poor, and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner close to you, or to a member of the stranger's family, after he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brothers may redeem him." The Bible does not approve of bankruptcy, you see. God expects his people to pay off the debts which they owe. And just because somebody has become a Christian, this does not mean that they are released from the debts that they owe. Bankruptcy laws are often used to cheat people out of the money that they deserve, and they often encourage people to be lax in paying their debts. In Romans chapter 13, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." The United States is one of the few countries in the world which forgives debts legitimately owed to creditors. If a person legitimately owes money, it is sinful to not pay that money. In Psalm 37, verse 21, the Bible says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives." In Leviticus 19, verse 13, "You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him." Christians need to learn to manage their money faithfully. They must learn to deny themselves things in this life until they're able to pay for them. It's wrong for a person to borrow money and run up debt on credit cards which he has no means or intentions of repaying. Filing bankruptcy to avoid paying creditors what is legitimately owed is sinful. It's stealing. In Ephesians 4, verse 28, the Bible says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.